Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. You're listening to Singapore's most influential radio station, and you're in the breakfast huddle with Manisha Tank, Elliot Danker, and Ryan Hwang. So we're all digesting this big news from Hong Kong overnight. And it really has been big for some people in Hong Kong, receiving these massive handouts.
Who doesn't love some extra pocket money from your parents, right? Well, what are you hearing with regard to the Hong Kong situation? Because it's not all positive, isn't it?
Well, you have a lot of winners. And like you mentioned, extra pocket money. We are talking about 10,000 Hong Kong dollars. That's nearly 2,000 Singapore dollars for you to spend as you please.
I'm curious as to how you collect this money, because a friend of mine was telling me yesterday he wasn't sure, but he thinks he has to go and collect it personally.
Okay. What
I'm hearing is there's going to be a registration process that kicks in in July. So details not out there yet, but I think...
Wait. That's interesting, because we talked about this after the Singapore budget, that when would all of these measures be implemented? And if you're talking about July, between now and July, there's a lot of time and the situation is moving very quickly.
Yeah, it is a very tough process to, I guess, disseminate all your money to the huge population in Hong Kong.
7 million people each getting that sort of sum.
Mind-boggling, yeah. So there are going to be a couple of winners and losers from this, right? To help us get a bigger picture, let's get some help from Lim Siew Kee. She is the head of research at CGS-CIMB. Morning, Siew Kee. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm good.
Hey, Siew Kee, thanks for helping me to crunch what's happening around the region, actually. In Hong Kong, of course, we are tracking what's happening with the budget, and we are hearing about a lot of goodies to help boost consumer spending and also to help make it easier for companies to borrow money. So from your perspective, which sectors and companies are going to be the winners from all these measures?
Okay, probably those on the ground, like the consumer names, like the supermarket, and maybe to some extent, F&B.
Hmm. Any stocks with Hong Kong exposure that you're tracking that might see a bit of an upside from this?
The one that is listed in Singapore would be Dairy Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so probably that's one of the key ones that have major operations in Hong Kong.
Okay, Dairy Farm, of course, owns a couple of pharmacies, the Guardian branch, as well as the some supermarkets like Giant and, of course, 7-Eleven. How about Jardine Matheson? Is that something you're looking at that might benefit from what's happening in Hong Kong?
Probably because they also consolidate Dairy Farm and also some of the hotels and also Hong Kong Land. So, but that is indirect, I would say. But the direct beneficiary would be Dairy Farm.
Mm. And how about banks with exposure to what's happening in Hong Kong and to a certain extent China? Do you see a bit of a indirect benefit for the likes of UOB, DBS and OCBC?
Very remotely, because Hong Kong is less than 15% of the book, and they support corporate loans. So I think it's very remote and quite indirect.
Okay, and of course, Singapore, Siew Kee, had its own budget last week. We had the $4 billion stabilization and support package, the $1.6 billion CAN support package. So looking at what we had from Singapore's budget, what type of, spillover positive impact do you see in sectors in Singapore? For example, I'm looking at property tax rebates. Is that good news for REITs?
It is. I mean, especially for the hospitality sector. Of course, that's the most challenging sector. Mm. The other one, of course, again, it's the consumer sector because of the grocery vouchers and
that's
also
right.
implied a slight uptick in spending. So that's the key direct beneficiary. Property tax, after we work out, the impact is probably about 1% to 2% of earnings for most of the companies that we cover.
Now, of course, if you look at the REITs universe, right?
Yep.
Which REIT looks attractive to you right now? Of course, we are expecting more headwinds ahead this year. Is this the right time to get into any of them?
You should look at the large caps and also those that are a bit more resilient. So if you're talking about hospitality, we like Ascott REIT, given its defensiveness and just diversification of business. We also liked A-REIT, given the market size.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the names that we like, and we still like FCT, but it has done well.
Okay, Ascott REIT, Ascendas REIT, and FCT, Fraser Centrepoint Trust.
Yeah.
Okay, we are chatting with Lim Siew Kee. She is the head of research for CGS-CIMB. Siew Kee, looking back at how the year has started, What's your take on how markets have been doing? Of course, earnings season, we are nearing the tail end. Are you looking at quite a good picture ahead, or what sort of picture are you looking at, especially when you see more headwinds with COVID-19, pretty much an unknown factor right now?
Okay, I think market is actually pricing in ahead of the viruses. So there are some names that are directly implicated, like of course those who are in aviation or directly linked to hospitality. So names like SATS or even SIA will see direct impact because of the traffic flow. But the rest of the markets, I think investors are actually trying to keep their hopes up and look beyond 6 months and see what will happen in September. That's why you still see some resilience in the major caps, even for banks. I think it's still quite resilient.
Okay, with this in the background, right, COVID-19 potentially disrupting even more of the business operations, the supply chains, are there any things or any stocks that investors can look at that might benefit from what's, I guess, the current environment right now? I'm looking at one of your stock picks is Riverstone, and of course, it makes gloves, and this is something that's seeing a lot of demand right now.
Yep, okay, that's one of the key direct beneficiary potentially for healthcare and clean room gloves. The other name that we like because of this, it's of course Raffles Medical, but again, that also has its own challenge because of the Chinese operations.
Mm.
Yeah, so the defensive names like ST Engineering that has a diversified business, I think that could actually be one of the topics that we have because of the diversification.
Okay, so defensive names like what you've just mentioned. How about, just to wrap things up, Suki, what are you avoiding? Which are the more vulnerable companies and sectors right now?
Those that are in aviation and smaller hospitality name and smaller F&B names.
Okay, so looking at things like SIA, things with exposure to oil and gas, oil prices?
Oil prices, I think the sector hasn't been great anyway. So in the first place, maybe most of the investors don't hold them. Companies like Jumbo maybe will have some direct implication because of F&B.
Okay, so these are the stocks to watch. We've been chatting with Lim Siew Khee. She is the head of research for CGS CIMB. Siew Khee, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.